This is The Last Word by Blue Geek EM, Rogue One fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cassian Andor / Jyn Erso, and has the tags Interfering Droids, Snark, Developing Relationship, Alternate Universe, Everyone Lives, Nobody Dies, and Found Family. Summary. K2SO is under the impression that Jyn and Cassian need a little push. I don't get it. Jyn raised her eyebrows at K2SO's comment. Cassian just offered a barely audible grunt. Not that that was ever a deterrent for the droid. You two, I mean. I don't get you two. Jyn rolled her eyes and turned her back to K2SO as she continued to inventory the contents of her pack. Well, what was left of her pack after taking a glancing blaster shot during their retreat? From the edge of her vision, she could see Cassian look up from the display in front of him. Oh? Did you get your circuits right back there and not tell us about it? Of course not. I took no damage on our mission, unlike you two. Since her pack wasn't technically part of her, Jyn was tempted to challenge K2SO's claim, for all the good that would do, but forced herself to quell the urge. Her head still throbbed with the sound of that last explosion, and it really wasn't worth the argument. In fact, she'd been hoping to wrap up their post-mission duties and speed through the debrief with minimal interruptions so she could just go and get horizontal for a few hours. It didn't appear that she would get her wish. What I mean, K2SO continued, is that the two of you now function exceptionally well on missions while under fire, and yet, as soon as you are off duty, you bicker like sassy, malfunctioning R2 units. A loud farting sound of objection erupted from a passing R2 unit who had evidently been listening to them. Well, don't eavesdrop then, replied K2SO. It's rude. Oh, said Cassian. And you're one to offer criticism about rudeness? The conversation deteriorated from there. I have reached a conclusion about you and Jyn, K2SO announced the next morning as Jyn drew up to Cassian's quarters as he and K2 were exiting. On the advice of a contact, I have made thorough examination of media portrayals featuring a number of human-to-human relationship dynamics and realized that... Oh my griefing, muttered Cassian, rubbing one hand over his face. I am not at all in the mood for this right now, Kay. How unfortunate for you, replied K2SO. As I was saying, as a result of Perihelion's recommended entertainment media, Jyn groaned. Can I at least grab some calf first, K2? She continued to walk down the corridor without waiting for an answer. It would seem that was a directive rather than a request, K2SO observed, clearly miffed. Excellent observational skills, Cassian replied. Don't be jealous that she doesn't save her sass just for you, Cassian. Cassian stopped and leveled a look at K2SO. Jyn has never reserved sass for just one person, Kay. There was a moment's pause before K2SO responded. I concede the point. Thank you. Neither of them acknowledged the glare she shot them over her shoulder. What I'm saying is that if we consider that some of the old bunkers might not have been destroyed by the elements, then... Bodhi's voice trailed off and his eyes widened as K2SO walked up behind him and stood, looming, over his shoulder. Ah, there you are, Cassian. My research would suggest that the interplay between you and Jyn is a rather odd, though not uncommon, human mating ritual. Oh, for the love of... Jin interrupted herself and pressed her lips tightly together before fixing her gaze on a discolored patch of ceiling and slowly counting to 5 in her head. Meanwhile, Cassian fumbled the stylus he'd been using to highlight portions of one of the old system maps Bodhi had unearthed from deep in his database somewhere. K2! Considering how hard he was clenching his teeth, Cassian's interruption was surprisingly clear. I am just sharing my conclusions, Cassian. There is no need to shout. This is neither the time nor the place for this conversation, Kay. Well, given that you insist on avoiding the conversation every time I... Because it is not a conversation that we need to be having. Jin abandoned her counting in time to catch Cassian's frustration morph into a grimace as he noticed the dawning glee on Bodhi's face. Bodhi, pointedly ignoring her glare, turned to question K2SO. Have they finally, you know, acknowledged, well, anything about what happened on Scarif before the rescue? Or what happened in medical when they forgot about the heart monitors? And the nosy R2 units? And the... Bodhi! Cassian's voice was practically simmering with threat. Neither Bodhi nor K2SO appeared to be the least bit concerned. No, replied K2SO. Their denial persists despite all my attempts to... Cassian? Jin questioned. Didn't you say you were going to recommend K2 and Bodhi for a special mission of some sort? Cassian glowered. I'm sure I could find something for them to do to combat their apparent boredom. Bodhi coughed in a transparent attempt to cover a laugh. I'm not sure I have room in my schedule at the moment. In fact, we'll have to finish discussing the scouting mission another time, Cassian. I just remembered that Chirrut and Baze are waiting for me to help them out with... something. With that entirely unconvincing announcement, Bodhi made a beeline for the exit, ducking the stylus Cassian chucked after him and... there was no other word Jin could describe it as... cackling. Your insistence on avoiding this discussion is irrational, Cassian. Humans are prone to... Droids act irrationally as well, Kay. Take your compulsive insistence on having the last word. Droids behave irrationally if they are programmed to do so, or if their programming degrades due to exposure to irrational beings. Responsibility for both, you will note, can be easily attributed to humans and other semi-intelligent life forms. Besides, it's not irrational when I am correcting one of the many inaccurate statements that humans... This, interrupted Cassian. This is what I mean, K2. Get that smug tone out of your voice, Cassian. You have not made the point that you think you have made. You're still doing it, K2. Jin threw her hands in the air and abandoned them to their squabbling. It is time to have this out once and for... Oh! Cassian jerked in surprise, his hand reflexively moving to his waist before stumbling as Jin twisted around him to position herself between Cassian and the doorway. They all stared at each other for a long, tense moment. Jin broke first. Damn it, K2! Haven't you heard of signaling before entering? She sagged backwards, allowing Cassian to pull her against him with a hand on her hip. This would probably be quite shocking for someone who hadn't been predicting this as a possible outcome for months. Jin frowned, then muttered something under her breath. Cassian smirked and dropped his head to the curve of Jin's neck to hide it. Jin attempted to shoot a quelling glance at K2SO. We're busy, K2! Yes, so it would seem. Humans in many of the Hollow series I researched were similarly engaged by the end of the narratives. K2 stopped speaking, but he didn't move. That means it's time to go, K2, she prodded. I think I'm entitled to a certain amount of gloating. Cassian groaned, the puff of air he exhaled tickling against Jin's skin. No, you aren't. Listen to Jin, Kay. Is that what you did? Replied K2SO in a tone clearly designed to needle Cassian. Cassian, for once, didn't jump at the bait. Yes. Yes, I did. And this time, this one singular time, K2SO allowed Cassian to have the last word.